This is a story about a lie that was told to me in the nature of a surprise for my own good, but I didn't appreciate it at the time. It was last summer, and I was taking a wilderness survival class with Tom Brown Jr. Has anyone heard of him? He's really great. He was taught by an Apache elder. Fantastic. So I have read his books, been dreaming about going for years. My friend in the audience knows this. He buys me a knife to take to this wilderness survival. We get there. It's fantastic. I meet a lot of like-minded people. I'm having a great time. And there's a list that they tell you to bring certain things with you. And on the list, one of the things was you can bring sweets with you, or you can buy them at our store. And I'm going crazy packing for this, and I bought all new equipment, but I'm driving myself nuts, and I'm looking at the peanut butter, and I'm thinking, should I really stop, take it off my back, and throw the peanut butter in so I have something? I'm like, no, I'm just going to go. I'll buy something at the store. So I get there, and they make you choose your meals, blah, blah, blah. To make a long story short, there's no salt, no sugar, no nothing. And it's all cool because I know that this store is going to open up, and I'm thinking Kit Kats, whatchamacallits, I don't care what they have. By the third day, I'm in, and I'm getting something. So the store opens up, and I'm like, yes. So I go over to the store, and I'm like, oh, cool, I don't see anything. So I go inside, and I said, oh, there it is. It's this big plastic tub. So I told the girl, when are you going to sell? You know, and she goes, oh, not yet, not yet. I'm like, okay, cool. So like, and I go back, and I'm like, when? She says, actually, we're not going to sell them. And this is my addiction, okay? So I'm like, what? So she says, oh, why don't you speak to the gentleman who's been giving lectures? So I'm just like, sure, I'll go speak to him. So sugar is my addiction, literally. I have nothing else that I'm addicted to, and I'm not even really addicted to that much. But I want my sugar fix. So I said, what's up with the sweet? You know, he says, and he's kind of arrogant, but he was a cool guy. So he goes, yeah, what about them? I says, well, when are you going to sell them? Well, not. Why not? And this is a wilderness survival class. In the wilderness, you won't find sugar. And I see this other guy taking the class, and he's puffing a cigarette. And I'm like, there is no tobacco tree in the survival in the woods, so get me my sugar. I'm pissed. I'm really pissed now because I need my sugar. So now I go back to the scene that I'm talking to this girl. We're listening to the lecture. She's like, what's the matter? I said, they're not giving me sugar. I can't believe I'm like this over fucking sugar. So now I'm like, man, how many more days of lectures do we have? I can't take this. So I'm like, go get Randy. I'm taking my tent, and I'm going home. We're in the Pine Barrens, okay? Taking the car down there was jostling. I'm not going home, but I don't care. Take my tent down. Get me to a store. I'm going home. I'm so pissed, right? So they call up the people who run this stuff, and they're like, get that girl with me, right? So they come with this nice bar that's full of raisins and nuts, and it has chocolate on the bottom, and I take a bite of it. It's been the third day without sugar. I must have been broken because it tasted like shit, right? So I'm like, wow, that's never happened to me before. And they had a watering hole, and then they had fresh blueberries growing somewhere on the watering hole. Well, I did the blueberries, and I jumped into the freezing watering hole, and I felt really good because I'm like, wow, I have been broken of my sugar habit. I can't fucking believe it, right? And then they're like, why don't you have some black coffee? Because, you know, and I'm like, I don't like black coffee, but okay, I'll drink black coffee. And that was the addiction I replaced it with, kind of, sort of. So that was the lie that was told to me for my own good. And my lie to you is, my name is not Jordan Lee. It's Janice Serrano. Thank you.